The new council's goal is to improve the justice system's efficiency and effectiveness. Sister Esther Heffernan is a professor at Edgewood College in Madison and has worked for decades on trying to reform the state prison system. She says she's encouraged that the new council's co-chair is the secretary of the Department of Corrections.
Now, maybe he could be very altruistic and say, well, one of our aims is to shrink the Department of Corrections. As soon as you talk about efficiency, it sounds like you're trying to cut budgets.
The council's plan to hold statewide listening sessions is the same strategy used by Governor Jim Doyle's Commission on Reducing Racial Disparities in the Criminal Justice System. But Heffernan says it doesn't appear Governor Walker's new council is interested in pursuing that commission's goal of reducing the number of African Americans in prison.
The thing that sort of disturbs me a little is there isn't any mention of racial disparity. So in a sense, he's turning his back on everything that was done under Doyle's administration.
Governor Walker's new council is modeled on the local county criminal justice councils that already exist in 37 counties. The 20-member council includes the attorney general and four of the governor's cabinet secretaries, along with a sheriff, a police chief, a prosecutor, a public defender, one county and one tribal judge, and the director of state courts. The other members include a county administrator and three public citizen members. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.